While the employee walked away from the door with a pale but smoothly shaved face, the gun and the bank robber's hand followed him. He, on the other hand, was less put together, obviously tense and tired, and his 3-day beard at least matched the image of a crook, the one you get from illustrated adventure stories. While I looked at him, he turned to us customers. "And you there, do not move, not even an inch," he said with a dark but determined gaze. At that time, I realized how clumsy and reckless he really was for not wearing a mask or something that would hide his face. This way, we, as witnesses, would be able to give an accurate description to the police. However, my fellow hostages were somewhat tensed up. With me in the bank were a young woman, obviously pregnant, deeply terrified and breathing heavily, and a well-dressed gentleman, a teacher, according to his uniform jacket, who trembled all over, and an elderly lady who was obviously outraged and shook her head disapprovingly. "Oh dear, don't rush headlong into disaster," she said almost sternly, though she had quite a maternal presence. "Silence," the bank robber replied, upset. "This applies to everyone. You only speak when asked. Understood?" It wasn't the first time a gun had been pointed at me. In this respect, I attempted to de-escalate the situation. "Was that a question now?" I replied, smiling. The criminal had no sense for my kind of humor, approached me,